I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Eugene Springfield Youth Orchestras, formerly known as Arts Umbrella, celebrate 80 years of bringing music into the lives of youth with a performance at the Holt Center in Eugene on April 5th. That performance will include all of the ESYO ensembles and a guest appearance by Grammy-nominated singer-songrighter Tracy Bonham Fine, a Eugene native who once played violin in ESYO. She joins us in the KLCC studios along with Michelle Pound, ESYO's executive director. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Well, 80 years is a long time, a good time to step back and see the accomplishments of the organization. So, Michelle, when you look back at that legacy, what stands out to you?
Huge community support for all of the thousands of youth that have been changed and enriched, and their lives have been completely shaped, really, by their time with ESYO.
And Tracy, you were one of those performers as a youth. So what stands out to you about your experience?
Well, I just feel really fortunate because I know now, I just started teaching recently over on the East Coast and in public schools and privates, and I don't see this in other towns. So I know I was one of the lucky ones.
What did it bring to your musical development personally?
It brought a huge appreciation for classical music in general and for training. And I'm very proud to have the training, even though when I went to the rock, to the dark side, I kind of stood out among my peers because not a lot of people had training. I'll always be appreciative of that training.
Michelle, talk about the form of the evening on Saturday and what the ensembles will be bringing.
All of our classes and orchestras are going to be performing. We have brought in the Oregon Children's Choir. We'll be performing with Tracy. And our Youth Symphony, our premier group, will be performing the Danzon No. 2, which is a phenomenal piece.
And Tracy, you brought a new song as part of this.
Yeah, I consider this great timing. When Michelle asked me to be a part of this show and celebration, I thought, wow, I have this song that I just wrote. It's a song that I wrote that is unlike any song I've ever written. And it's written from a child's perspective, asking teachers, politicians, parents, elders to teach them wisely. Children don't often have a voice. Often they're really smart. These days they're very savvy. They know about politics. They know about the environment. And they care about issues. I see this, you know, in the places that I teach. And I feel like the song now incorporated into this show on many levels makes sense. One of the ideas is also hoping that people in the community can show that they care about arts in schools and show that they care about how it enriches children's lives.
Yes, how is music a part of teaching wisely?
It just makes you a well-rounded individual. It makes you, I feel it makes you compassionate. It just opens you up to the world.
Michelle, do you want to add anything to that?
Oh, I think it shapes the child's soul. And if our culture is not embracing that, and if we don't teach our children and we don't encourage them that way, we're really damaging the soul of our culture.
These days, arts education is so challenged in so many places in the school. How is that changing the role of this organization?
It shaped our organization 20 years ago when we changed our name to Arts Umbrella. We began teaching strings classes in the elementary schools. So it really has changed our approach. And I will say that ESYO has been around for 80 years because of our ability and willingness to adapt to what our community needs. And we are adapting now. We are constantly working with the school districts and the local arts organizations to provide all we can for the youth.
Anything else, Tracy, you would like to add to why kids should be a part of this experience?
I just feel that it's enriching, and I think that it's a great opportunity not only to learn about music, classical and otherwise, but to play as a group. I think it's really important. You can study your violin or your cello or any instrument in a practice room with a teacher, and that's wonderful. But until you really get into a group, and a large group, like a symphony orchestra, you won't know what it's like to experience not only the sound. I remember having chills when I was 14, being a part of this gorgeous sound, but also learning how to play together, how to listen. And it's all about, that's what we learn in life. We learn about how to listen to other people, how to, you know, relate to other people, and how to blend and work together.
Well, thank you, Tracy, so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And thank you, Michelle, as well.
Thank you.
Michelle Pound, Executive Director of the Eugene Springfield Youth Orchestras and ESYO alumna Tracy Bonham Fine, now a Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter based in New York. She'll debut a new song with ESYO as part of the organization's 80th anniversary at the Holt Center in Eugene this Saturday evening, April 5th. Tickets are available through the Holt Center box office. For more information on the orchestras and the weekend events for alumni and beyond, visit ESYOorchestras.org. And for more on the music of Tracy Bonham Fine, visit TracyBonham.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.